Episode 2819, Reframe Your Shame.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy every day. I hope you're ready for a fabulous week. It is Wellness Wednesday, and I want you to take a deep breath. And I want you to feel your breath today. I want you to feel that you are alive. You are breathing. That means you have impact. And with every step that you take, you can go out and impact the world that you touch. But in order to do so, you have to overcome a few things. One of those things in your healthy living, or a lack thereof, is shame. Let's learn how to reframe your shame. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. So I want you, in your breathing here for a moment, I want you to really focus on how you physically feel, where your body is today in this moment. How you think about yourself is how you make decisions for your health and well-being. Let go of what doesn't work so you can reframe your shame and live a healthy lifestyle. Mr. Rogers has a picture, or had a picture, bless his soul, hanging up, and it read this. It came from the book, The Little Prince, and it said, "What's essential is invisible to the eye. What matters, you can't always see. It goes much deeper. That is the key. What you think about, you live out." And it goes much deeper, right? Whatever thoughts lead your day, that is how you find your way. Whether right or wrong, you soon discover you must be strong. Life is not easy and can't be redone, but if you lean into love, all the negative can be undone. You cannot care for yourself if you keep putting yourself down. Yet I see it every single day. I am just going about my day, running errands, even talking to people, just in casual conversation, not even in a coaching client relationship. And it is amazing to me how many sentences come out, or phrases that actually put down the person who's speaking. That's mind-blowing for me. It should be mind-blowing for you too. Because you've got to love yourself first in order to love those that you love even more. And it's not about being selfish, it's being selfless. And that means, yes, you're taking care of yourself, so therefore you have the ability to care for those that you love the most, besides yourself. And it's interesting, shame is one of those things that you don't mean to plant, right? It just grows and blossoms as you chant, "I'm not good enough. I've never done anything right. I've only failed at losing weight. I can't commit to a diet. I just give up. Life is too short to keep trying when failure is always the result." This is real life, my friend. And real life, well, it hurts, it stings. But you don't have to stay married to what isn't working. You get to choose. Now, I'm talking about here shame. And so let's define it first. Shame is a painful feeling of humiliation or distress caused by the consciousness of wrong or foolish behavior. Right? It's a loss of respect, honor, or esteem. When you are shaming yourself, you are losing respect, you're losing honor, you're losing esteem for who you are. And the more you add all this stuff up, it becomes this mountain of pain, this mountain of humiliation, this mountain of distress that's caused by you making foolish errors or conscious decisions in the situation, in the circumstance. You might be saying, "Gosh, you know, I had five babies." That'd be me. I was pregnant nursing for 10 years. That would be me. Do you know how many times I've tried to lose weight? Let's say I need more than just my hands and my toes to count. I've lost track. Because I get on it and I'm like, yes, I'm all in. And then I fall off. And what happens? I keep score. Oh, you tried it, didn't work. And you just kind of give it up for a while thinking, all right, when I come back, I'll have a better mindset. I'll be into it. Things will be different. The kids will be older. I'll have more control of my schedule, right? Any excuse that you can come and back up your excuse of quitting. Mm-hmm. And then you end up going, okay, I'm in it again. And you move forward. A different diet, a different routine, a different structure, getting up earlier, staying up later to exercise, whatever it is, right? That has been my life. And the thing is this, there is a lot of it I can control, but there is a few things in my life I can't control. And that's my family history and my DNA. That's stuff I can't get rid of. Now, can I influence it based on the choices I make? 120,000%. But that doesn't mean that I'm not calculating all this shame. It's all adding up. I'm like, yeah, ding, 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 deposit, deposit, deposit. Pretty soon, I have no more love left for myself. It's only about the hurt that I feel. Why would I want to try again? Why would you want to try again? When you look at yourself in the mirror, your reflection is not appealing. Right? If you're adding up all the shame, right? And so that builds the wall of shame. And it keeps growing and getting thicker and taller and wider and deeper. If you want to jump the wall, you've got to reframe your shame. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Reframe your shame. And if you say that 20 times, you'll eventually get it because, man, it's a tongue twister. You don't think reframe your shame is, but it is. Now, this means that you don't give power to what you can't do, but lean into the choices that make an impact on what you can do. To change the reflection, right, what you see, you must reframe your shame. So I want you to remove the focus on putting everyone else first and really take care of yourself. Drop the excuses that keep you from making the decisions that lead you to a healthier lifestyle. Okay, and one of those things is, believe it or not, health checkups. Yes, I know you don't want to hear it, but I don't hear anybody talking about it. So with this being the month of breast cancer awareness, I thought this would be an opportune time for us to talk about the basics of healthy living. What we need to do as women. Now, men, you can do a lot of this also, okay? But I am talking specifically to the woman here because some of these things you won't be able to do, well, because you just can't and you'll know when we get to them. But with it being breast cancer awareness, I want you to think pink. I want you to think about thriving. I want you to think about your heart being strong. And in order to do all of that, right, you've got to care for yourself. I've been doing that. This last 2 months has been my journey on going and getting all of these basics done. And it's important. And I'll go through and I'll share some stories with you and my opinions. And then, of course, in anything that you do regarding your health, always consult your medical provider. Always, period. You need to be in conversation with them because you will have situations in your life with your health, with your body unique to you. So what I say here is more of a, yes, consider it commentary if you want. You need to deal with the facts when you go talk to your medical provider. Now, maybe you hear something new that's here. Fine. Then use this as a launching pad to have that conversation with your physician. So all of it meant in love and encouragement, but we need to take aim on ourselves. We've got to care for ourselves. We have one body, one mind, and one spirit. And God designed us to care for ourselves. It is important because if we don't take care of ourselves, no one else will. So what are some of the things I want you to consider when it comes to screenings and health checkups? There's 10 of them. and we'll kind of go through them fast and we'll just fly by. But remember, always make sure you know your family history and you have these discussions with your primary care physician. Number one, blood pressure screening. Monitor your blood pressure every single time you go to the doctor's office. So if you're sick a lot or whatever, they're going to take your blood pressure. If you have a history of it in your family, it runs high, you need to be watching it. If you don't, still monitor it when you do go in. Now, it's not something to freak out about, but it does give you an indication that maybe something isn't working as well as it could be. So it's kind of like the first line of defense. Number two, cholesterol. Who likes to talk about cholesterol? Well, nobody does because we like our fried fat food. All right, I get that, but you've got to check your cholesterol. And when you do, it's used to assess your risk for developing heart disease or other things like a stroke. Again, family history plays a part in this. You may run higher in your family, and so that's a conversation that you have with your physician. They may or may not see options of putting you on medication or a change in diet and lifestyle, how much you exercise, what you eat, when you eat. There's so many different factors that go and involve cholesterol, highs and lows, and what you can do. So really have those hard, serious discussions with your medical provider. Number three, yes, men, I love you, but this is all women, pap smears. No one wants to have a pap smear, right? But I'm telling you right now, you gotta lose all the modesty issues. I've had 5 children. Just spread it and be done with it. I know, maybe TMI, but seriously, when you have your pap smear, what they're looking for is they're checking for cervical cancer. This is, again, the first line of defense. So get your pap smears on a yearly basis, unless if your doctor recommends otherwise, okay? Sharing a little story here, when I was going to my OBGYN for the very first time, very young, early 20s, we were about to get married, I needed to make sure birth control, what we were going to do because we were not planning on having a baby soon, even though God had other plans, but that's for another episode. And so I went to my doctor and of course I had my pap smear for the very first time and it came back irregular. Irregular to the point where I needed a colposcopy, not just one, but 3. Now, again, that's checking for cervical cancer. Do you know how scary that is for a young woman in her young 20s? To have that thought on her mind. Now, I've had a pap smear years later, 5 children later, I am fine, just had my pap smear, everything's great, but let me tell you, I get my pap smear. So don't worry about being modest. The people who take care of you, they are professionals. And if you're one who says, yeah, but my doctor's a, you know, it's a male. If you want a female, then go to someone else. Ask for another partner within the practice to do your pap smear. There's nothing wrong with that. Remember, you've got to take care of yourself. So sometimes you just got to put modesty to the side, right? We got to put on our big girl panties. Well, actually, we're taking them off, but I know that's kind of an inside funny joke, but we got to take care of our bodies. So get your pap smears. Number 4, yes, it's breast cancer awareness, so we've got to talk mammograms. We all know what mammograms screen for, right? It's breast cancer. It, again, is a first line of defense for noticing things. Now, I like to say it's a second line of defense because you can do self-breast examinations every single time you are in the shower. I want to tell you right now, get to know your body and know it well. Know where your spots are, know where your lumps are, know where you've got weird veins, know where you have dark circles. Know your body inside and out because as you age, your body's going to change. And some things just change because they do. You discolor here, you look funky there, and it doesn't mean anything, but there are some changes that happen. Speaking of the breast, if you find something that's weird, something that's tender, that's not usually there, then you need to have it addressed. Now, with it being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, yes, if you have not scheduled your mammogram and you haven't done it in a while, I want to encourage you to go and do it. I scheduled mine. I had mine. Wonderful news. Everything negative. I didn't expect anything otherwise. We have no family history in it, but that doesn't mean that I shouldn't be having it. Now, I know people say, oh, it hurts and I don't like people touching my breast and doing all of this. Yes, there is a little discomfort. But let me tell you, would you rather have a little discomfort or would you be rather sitting in a chair dealing with your doctor telling you that you have cancer and it has spread and now we don't know what to do? I'm being serious here, okay? You got to take care of your body. God gave you one, so do it. Go get your mammogram, okay? And if you have young daughters, it is very important, especially if you have a history of breast cancer, have a conversation with your medical providers and say, look, my daughter's this age. What do we need to do? When does she need to get her first screening? Because depending upon your family history, they may want to screen them earlier rather than later, okay? So take this seriously, right? We have incredible technology now. Our advancement in science is amazing, truly is, but you have to detect it. And the sooner you detect it, the better. So go get your mammogram. Don't be afraid for what you cannot see, all right? Don't make the assumption, oh gosh, if I don't see it, I don't have to worry about it. That's not necessarily true. So go take care of it, all right? Number five, bone density screening. If you're over a half a century, I don't know who is, oh, that would be me, have a conversation with your doctor about having a bone density screening, right? This is vital when it comes to monitoring what? Osteoporosis. Again, family history, your DNA plays a part in this, but there are medications, there are different ways that you can eat, there's different forms of fitness and exercise that you can do to help build your bone density. So don't sit there and wait till you're all the way hunched over and you've lost 3 inches in your height. That's a little too late, okay? Be proactive and do it now. Number six, blood glucose test, right? You've got to know your blood glucose levels. This is obviously going to be the opportunity for them to watch if you're pre-diabetic versus diabetes, if that even plays a part in your life. But if you don't test for it, you won't know it, okay? Number seven, colon cancer. Nobody wants the colonoscopy. Everybody says, I don't want to get one. I'm telling you right now, mine is scheduled for the end of October. Yes, it is. So if you are at the point where you have a family history and you need it, which for me personally, I do. So it is very important that I get this baseline colonoscopy done. So if you are, then you want to get this done and, you know, have that conversation with your medical provider. If not, again, after you hit that half century mark, you need to get your baseline. You may not have to have another one for 3, 4, 5 years. Again, that's unique to your body. You need to have the confirmation with your doctor as to what you need to do unique for you. But don't make an assumption. Go get it done. I don't want to get it done, but I need to get it done. I don't have a choice here. And so, yeah, I'm doing it. I want to make sure I'm taking care of my body and doing it to the best of my ability. Number eight, BMI, body mass index. Who wants to talk about weight? No one does, but we got to talk about it. We don't like the number on the scale, but unfortunately, as we grow older, some of us have a tendency to gain weight. If we gain it the wrong way, in the wrong manner, because of what we're eating versus because of just how our body is reshaping itself, we need to be watchful of that, okay? So there's a lot of factors that go into that. So watch your body mass index. Follow it. It's not a hard knock thing where, oh my gosh, I'm, you know, 10, 20 pounds overweight. Don't freak out. Understand this is just another tool. It's another measuring tool to understand your fitness and well-being, okay? Number nine, skin. I already talked about you got to know your body, where there's lumps and bruises and weird veins and all of that. Watch your skin and be sure to ask your physician about any irregular moles or places on your skin that is reddened or discolored that doesn't look the same. It is very important, especially if you're a sun worshiper. If you're one who likes to be out in the sun all the time and you get those great tans in the summer, you really need to be watching your skin because as we grow, other things can happen to it, unfortunately, and you don't want to be having that conversation that you have skin cancer. Okay, so take it seriously. Really examine your skin, your back, your head, and even your legs, your calf area. Be sure to look in those areas, and if you can't see it, ask your sweetheart or ask your medical provider to do that for you. And finally, I know you're probably not thinking about this, but yes, our teeth. We need to have our dental checkups also. Good dental health is important, so get your cleanings 2 times a year. Now, these are 10 things that I want you to consider. None of us really talk about them, honestly. No one has ever sat down with me and said, Christiane, this is what you need. I do it because, well, I've inquired. I know my family history and I know what's important. And I know also what my husband tells me to do. And he's like, you need to be doing this at your age. Okay, yes, sir, I'll go do it. But understand, these tests are considered primarily preventative. So make sure you talk to your insurance carrier because a lot of plans will cover the cost. And if they don't cover the cost, seek out community services within your community or health services within your community where maybe they offer it at a reduced rate or even free, okay? You want to empty out all the shame. You want to leave it in the dumpster. You want to take away your modesty when it comes to your health and say, you know what, I'm better for it. Because then you really can look at taking care of yourself. That is what's important. That is what is vital. So go out today, train for life, love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.